From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, primaries and politics. First, though, in Washington, D.C., Senate office buildings are closed today after the discovery of a white powder form of the deadly poison ricin in the mailroom of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. He spoke earlier to reporters.
The powder was observed in an area where letters had been opened. And that's the extent of the observation to date. The criminal investigation is underway, and whether it came out of one letter, several letters, or any letters has not yet been determined.
Senator Bill Frist speaking to reporters today at the Capitol. Many Senate staff members have undergone a decontamination process. There are no reports so far of illness. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna is at the Capitol. Hi, David. Welcome to Day to Day here. And there were some news reports earlier that another substance was discovered today. What's the status of that?
Hi, Alex. Well, that turned out to be actually a false alarm. There was a report of a suspicious package outside the Sergeant at Arms office on the Senate side of the Capitol. People were evacuated from the first floor of the Capitol. It was checked out, and it turned out to be negative. But everybody is extremely jumpy, especially after what happened last night, where they're saying what was found was indeed ricin.
Well, I can imagine that people indeed are very jumpy. What's the scene like at the Capitol today? Any business getting done?
Well, as we speak, the senators are out on the floor debating a transportation bill. It's a little bit tricky doing business, though, because this is a transportation bill that's, that both sides want to offer many amendments on. And the senators can't actually get back into their offices to pull out the paperwork they need to back these amendments and get them out there on the floor. So they're sort of going through the motions, but there are no votes scheduled for today. And there may be votes tomorrow, but I think they're more than anything trying to keep up an image of that they haven't been slowed down by this incident.
Right. You know, this is very similar to the anthrax mailings a couple of years ago. What do you know about how mail is going to the Capitol? How's it getting screened? There must be new procedures.
Oh, there definitely are. Mail that is directed to the Capitol is first irradiated at a facility in New Jersey, and that will kill biological agents, but it will not actually affect something like ricin, which is actually made from the castor bean, and it's a poison. So even if a package did go through that irradiation process with ricin in it, that wouldn't have necessarily deactivated that package. They're not sure quite where this came from at this point, so they're just speculating that it might have gone through the irradiation first.
But there are these new security procedures. Here's the Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle on that topic. Also, he was speaking to reporters earlier today.
We've come a long way. The fact that we have filters in most of, I guess, all of the ventilation systems throughout the buildings give us an opportunity to check almost instantaneously for the degree to which any toxic material may have spread.
David, do people there think that the reaction time has improved for this kind of threat?
Well, Senator Daschle clearly has. He just said so at a press conference that is just wrapping up now on this. He says that they now have the kind of technology available to have a very expeditious analysis of suspicious substances, something they did not have when the anthrax letters were delivered here a little more than 2 years ago.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Alex.